Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw podcast. This is the Raw Sports segment where I look back on some sports stories from yesterday and prepare you for some sports stories of today. So let's get into it. In the NFL yesterday, the New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins, there was a body discovered at his home yesterday in Fairlawn, New Jersey. The body was identified as Roosevelt Renee, who's 25. He's a Jenkins family friend who had been living at the house, according to Bergen County Prosecutor's Office. There is a person of interest that investigators are waiting to interview pending the results of a post-mortem exam by the Bergen County Medical Examiner's Office. So police are treating it as a homicide investigation. Jenkins was not at the home when the body was discovered and has been in Florida since the completion of Giants minicamp 2 weeks ago. But Jenkins has been advised by his attorneys to remain in Florida, sources has confirmed to ESPN. So Janoris Jenkins, hopefully, you know, this works out in his favor, that he didn't have anything to do with this. It's ironic that he is the college teammate of Aaron Hernandez, a former New England Patriot tight end who was ultimately convicted of killing Odin Lloyd, his friend, and then he was convicted of killing two other men in the shootout years later. So Aaron Hernandez ended up committing suicide in prison, and he was a college teammate of Janoris Jenkins. So how ironic that, you know, they both are, you know, simultaneously, well, not simultaneously, but, you know, kind of have bodies found, you know, around them and stuff like that. But so, you know, we'll see how that goes. So hopefully Janoris Jenkins gets his name cleared up. Like they said, he wasn't there, so, you know, he didn't have anything to do with that. In the NBA, the Los Angeles Clippers send Austin Rivers to the Wizards for Marcin Gortat. The LA Clippers ended the father and son coach player relationship in NBA history, the first ever, that is, trading guard Austin Rivers to the Washington Wizards for center Marcin Gortat. Rivers played 3+ seasons for his father, Doc Rivers, with the Clippers. In a 3-team deal, Doc Rivers traded a second round pick to Boston for his son in January of 2015. He is no longer running basketball operations, that is, Doc Rivers with the Clippers. That was handed over to Lawrence Frank. And so, you know, they traded Austin, and the Wizards have been searching for trades to move Gortat for the past several months because he seems to not be seeing eye to eye with star point guard John Wall. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. So after struggling to find his niche in New Orleans to start his NBA career, Austin Rivers, who's 25, made steady improvement upon joining the Clippers and developed into a legitimate NBA guard. In his final season with the Clippers last year, he averaged 15.1 points, 4 assists, and 1.2 steals. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. They got Austin Rivers out of there. It was said to be a lot of friction when Chris Paul was there with the Clippers, that Doc used to favor his son a lot. Austin and Doc said that that was not true. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. He's now been traded to the Wizards. So we'll see, you know, how the Clippers, you know, handle that. In other basketball news, Magic Johnson said he'll step down if the Lakers miss out on free agents this summer and next summer. So Magic Johnson, who has been appointed the president of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Lakers, saying it won't be a failure if the Los Angeles Lakers don't land a max free agent this July. Team president Magic Johnson set a timeline for his rebuild by saying he will step away if he can't deliver by next summer. So, you know, Magic said that if he doesn't bring a top-notch free agent this summer or next summer, then it'll be a failure and he's going to step away. He said, I told you this about two summers. He said, when asked if it would be a failure if the Lakers didn't land a star like LeBron James or Paul George in free agency next month, Magic said, we don't know what people are going to decide and we can't control that. So if you guys decide not to come here, it's not a failure. We turn to next summer, meaning summer of 2019. He said, next summer, if nobody comes and I'm still here like this, then it's a failure. But if you judge us on one summer, that's ridiculous. Then a lot of dudes shouldn't be in their roles, because if we're banking on one summer for the Lakers, we're in trouble. He said, you have to give us time. So Magic continued and said, like I told you before, I took the job. And when I took the job, it's going to be a two-summer thing for the Lakers, meaning this summer and next summer. That is, he said, if I can't deliver, I'm stepping down myself. He said, she, meaning Jeannie Buss, who's the team controller, a daughter of the late, great Dr. Jerry Buss, the owner of the Lakers, said, you know, I'll step away. She won't even have to fire me. So Magic is putting himself out there saying that if he doesn't, you know, come through this summer and next summer with some, you know, top-notch free agents, that, you know, he think he's going to just step away himself. He said, Jeannie, you know, won't even have to ask him to step away. So shout out to Magic for stepping up and, you know, saying he's going to be out of here if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. So we'll see how that goes. So shout out to Magic Johnson. Free agency starts July 1st. As we all know, the top free agents will people are looking to get are LeBron James, Paul George. Kawhi Leonard is not a free agent. I know a lot of you have been hearing Kawhi Leonard's name. He's not a free agent right now. He will be a free agent next summer, 2019. He has 1 year left on his contract with the San Antonio Spurs. Now, if the San Antonio Spurs were able to put a trade together, Kawhi Leonard has said that he would like to go to the Los Angeles Lakers. That is going to be his destination and offseason next year. So it will behoove the Lakers to try to put a package together, you know, to try to get Kawhi in a trade this summer, because he won't be available via free agency until next summer. So that's how everything's going on with Kawhi Leonard. So LeBron James, if he opts out of his contract this Friday, he has until June 29th, Friday, to opt out. He'll be an unrestricted free agent, and he'll also join Paul George. If Paul George opts out of his contract this Friday as well, they're going to be the top sought free agents this summer. So that's been Raw Talk with Ike Raw, the Raw Sports edition as well. So make sure, if you guys haven't subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast on Anchor. That's Raw Talk with Ike Raw. Also follow Ike Raw on social media. Twitter is at Ike Raw 1977. Instagram, Facebook at North Philly Ike Raw. I'll be back with some more episodes as well, talking about other issues. So until next time, this has been Raw Sports.